Our gentle-spoken Ron has gone. He left us far too soon on a snowy night in February after a long illness. He quietly suffered with polymyositis, a debilitating muscular disease, for many years. He never complained and managed the pain with stalwart resolve and continued to smile and joke his way through the progress of the disease. Ron was the youngest son of Albert and Ina Lloyd and, as the baby of the family, he was treasured and spoiled by numerous aunts, uncles, cousins and grandparents. He was fortunate to grow up in Stillwater with many of his relatives close by. His grandparents Nat and Marion McNair and his grandmother, Grandma Lloyd, were a big part of his life. Ron leaves his loving wife Carol, his friend and sister Lois, his brother Lori and his stepson Michael. He had a special bond with his cousin Doug Lloyd, who was like a brother to him as they spent their teenage years together. He will be missed by the loving patriarch of the Lloyd family, Uncle Ted. Carol's family, Tina, Heather and Ken, and his nephew Carrie and niece Judith, will miss his teasing and the pet names he gave them. He was always there for them. As a Stillwater, Lang Bay rascal, he rode around on his bicycle delivering the province paper and flirting with the girls in the neighborhood. He drove his father's bulldozer when he was only 10 and at 18, he bought his first logging truck. He couldn't wait to work with his father in the woods for Lloyd Logging and he continued to work in that industry for the rest of his life. He loved animals and he had a succession of dogs that followed him around, rode with him in his truck and even went to work with him. He would steal the hearts of other people's pets, much to the dismay of their owners, as even the most discerning animal would curl up at Ron's feet or on his lap. Owning a boat was one of his greatest joys. He spent hours cleaning it, and entertaining on it even when it was just docked in the harbor. Ron wouldn't let anyone catch fish on his boat as he didn't want the floors to get dirty. He and Carol spent many days cruising around the beautiful inlets and coves of the area. As a member of the Square Dancing Club, Ron loved square dancing, waltzing and even tried calling. He didn't like leaving his lovely house on the point. Even though he traveled, sometimes under duress, with Carol, he couldn't wait to come home. A service will be held at 2 p.m. on May 20th at Myrtle Point Golf Club. Many thanks to Dr. Morwood, who was so caring and helpful. To honor Ron's love of animals, donations can be made to the Powell River branch of the BCSPCA.